that word is, you know, mistranslation, right? So, you know, you don't build upon something, right? You progress on something. You don't leave it behind. You build the foundation. Should you leave the foundation alone?
No.
You sow the seed. Should you just cast the seed out of the field you leave behind?
Yeah.
Or you grow upon it, build upon it. Am I right? We translate wrong, you see?
Yeah.
It means not be always lay the foundation, always sow the seed. A farmer should have better wisdom. You sow the seed. The next season comes. You need to see the seed grow up. Am I right? You build a wise master builder, he don't always lay the foundation. The foundation is secured, let's move on to the next thing. That's what the Paul talking about. But you don't leave it as if it's, you know? Do you see my point?
Mm-hmm.
Let us basically securely affirmed and secured, am I established foundational things. Now let's move on further things.
Mm-hmm.
Not continue to waver and struggle and confused or, you know, circle the mountain in the sense, in the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So go on to maturity. Then not laying again the foundation. See that? That's what he said. Laying the foundation. Now there's a foundation, however, has to be laid. Without the foundation, you're not allowed to move on. So what are those foundations? We build a house, we know that. The eastern wall is missing, and you want me to just pay attention to the door, to the second story. Are you crazy? I don't care what you're saying, that's not really sensible. Let's work on the foundation. Oh, I got the whole floor plan out. I got all the material out. I got all the floor man out. I got all the window prepared. So what? Let's pay attention to the foundation. That can wait. The foundation not laid? Well, if you want to take 10 years to lay the foundation, that's your problem. Well, I'm not going on to the next floor. Right? So God will wait for you. Unfortunately, in our object revaluation, I don't know about you, my evaluation, man, few has really secured the spiritual foundation. Pay attention to it. They all think, I got it. You ask them what they really got it. They can't even give you a topic about it. I have this life experience. I feel spiritual field, have a good fellowship in this period of time. I went to a school in this period of time, sitting on a certain teacher in this time. You ask about how the Lord taught you. What he taught you about? I'm not sure. Or he taught me a heavenly visitation. He taught me about the certain scriptures. Have he taught you the foundation? What about repentance? Do you know the work repentance? Or repentance, yeah, I'm delivered from alcohol, I'm not a, and that's not the repentance that you're talking about.
Right.
Because repentance is very defining. Look at that. What happened? Repentance from acts or deeds leading to death. So you repent from something, am I right? That's more than alcohol, more than certain misbehaviors, am I right? Misdeeds. That means every work under the garment of the flesh, under the garment of the old nature of man, the Adamic nature of man. Deeds leading to the death, am I right? Every fruit from the tree of knowledge of evil. Have you ever think about that? Because the same words prior to that, you are trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Repentance qualifies you to discern what is really good, what is really evil in the standard of God. Then the second one, faith in God. Now, it's not only faith to be healed because the Lord performed a miracle. the same Lord, the same yesterday, this morning. You know those little doctrines? We literally believe in it? Absolutely not talking about that. This is the topic, which is my topic on Saturday, talking about the faith. The book, same book, speaking about the faith. The evidence, the things. 11th chapter speaking about the substance. Amen. The things hoped for. Internal life of assumption. Grace, get a hold of the gospel assumption. And then when the keys turn, the light turn on. Am I right? The light turn on. Now, if you assume the love of God, really led by the Spirit, those led by the Spirit were led, again, it's not the charismatic thinking. Oh, I'm led. God tell me there's a sick man, and at a certain time he gonna waiting for me to show up like X, am I right? So heal him. That's our spiritual led extreme, am I right? We all have the idea what means spiritual led. That is not what God said. The word means spiritual trained, spiritual constrained, spiritual controlled. The same word Jesus used to tell Peter in the when you were young, or you would go wherever you want to go. When you mature, am I right? Spiritual land. Somewhere else will lead you, will control you. Paul said, I'm restrained, constrained by the love of God. It's not more than affectionate love, you know? It's talking about the power of love. I'm constrained in the wisdom of love, in the awareness of the righteousness of that love. Test and prove the perfect, good, you know, pleasing will of God is for our life. Test and prove. Or you do that without a sound mind, without the mind wisdom, you cannot do that. Now, how will you then be taught by the Lord? Come back to our opening topic. It's your introduction. Has to be a song. You can't say, I'm a prophet, God is going to teach me as a prophet. You're missing the mark. I'm an Elijah. Still, people, there's a movement propagating, there's a mighty move, the Elijah is going to come on the end of the face of the earth. So be it. If God will do it, right? But I'd rather choose the better portion, right? I want to be a son, you see? The Bible clearly said in Hebrew, the same book said, in the last day, God is going to teach us through his son. Why should it be taught by the spirit Elijah? When are the fullness of assumption? Those are misleading. People propagate those ideas. I doubt it being fully taught by God. Because you just see it. Why would I want that? Right? Jesus, his own words said, the greatest prophet of all is John the Baptist. But the John the Baptist is no better than any little one in my kingdom. Right? So which you choose now? Blessed are you that you hear. Kings and righteous men and prophets all long to hear what you hear, but they can't hear. Listen up. I have a better wisdom than Solomon's, Jesus said. Why would you seek wisdom of other kind when I have the real wisdom for you, which is the topic? Never despise our teaching. I will tell you the truth. Man will continue to do that, compare our teaching to others. They will use gifts, they will use miracles, they will use all kinds of wrong criteria to balance off the source of teachings. But nobody can write out from God. Oh, miracle, signs, wonder, how many. But I will not brag about it. I will brag about the word of the Lord and his ways that is embodied, expressed through it. They're living, they're very simple, they're practical. They're practical. You know, the word of the Lord is why does God teach you the parable seed? Don't you have a better topic to talk about? Talk about the stars, that star in the remote region, what it look like. And I, show me what the world will look like. Change something. No, he didn't. He used everyday life, as much as there are miracles. Amen? Even his most amazing miracle, walk on water, he stole the storm, am I right? Did he said, with me around, there will be no storm anymore? Now he often go hungry, he don't have a place to live. But why he don't just sell, the Father gonna provide everything? Did he continue to use that kind of enabling? He has sent the disciple to the next. Why he order somebody to show up? Send an angel, prepare a basket, you know? He didn't, right? He still live a common life. Amen. There are extreme moments God wants to do something to testify that He is God of heaven and earth, am right? Mm-hmm. And is for His Son. He allowed the Son to do certain things, you know? Mm-hmm. Even raise the Lazarus from the dead. But is that every day? But every day He's teaching the disciples. Mm-hmm. Every day He's living our life as the Son of God without sin. With the perfect obedience. And that is the Son that is the embodiment of the Word of God. That one is being taught by God. So today's topic, I will tell you how God teaches us. Let me verify the, not verify, reveal where we came from. Last time we were speaking about the sevenfold spirits is the seven streams of grace of God. Order from the throne, I establish there is the fear of the Lord. Am I right? The fear of the Lord is contrary, or rather, not necessarily in the context man think the fear of the Lord is. Am I right? Yes, there is a reverential connotation and the practice of the fear of the Lord. But I'm more speaking, the fear of the Lord has everything to do with the reverential and the righteous way, the holy way, how to worship God. That's the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord are always in the backdrop or from the foundation that there is a worship of God. Am I right? So how you fear God? You worship Him in a way that pleases you, which is a holy unto Him. How you fear God? You learn, let me teach you the fear of the Lord. We use David's instance speaking about, you know, he had to learn himself, the anointed one, the feared one, how to fear the Lord. And the fear of the Lord also allude to the topic we just shared, his discussion in Nicodemus. Then when the fear of the Lord lead you to the awareness, God is a sovereign. You have to worship in spirit and truth. So He's a sovereign. He desires those that worship Him. He's a spirit. He desires man to worship in spirit and truth. Now how you do so? There is a equipping, there is a source of provision for this. And actually, this is the life-giving spirit what it's about. Life-giving spirit, let's turn to it. Jesus Christ, the life-giving spirit, how will you give up life? He said, I am the branch. You have to graft in me, am I right? And that's the candlestick story. That's Isaiah 11 story. He is the root of Jesse, he's the branch. There is a sevenfold or seven spirits, am I right? Sevenfold, sometimes we also use that this is more than a provisional in the seven branch or seven streams. Listen, but we also use some natural phenomenon that are in God's creation, like a sound, like colors. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about light, am I right? Mm-hmm. Sound, we talk about music and harmony, am I right? Mm-hmm. So the basics of our senses, ear and eye, spiritual ear and spiritual eye, There's a spiritual ear, there's a spiritual eye. If the spiritual ear opened, comparable to the seven ways of the sound, you will hear the full striking of the Holy Spirit. When you see the phone as a color, then God ordered human eyes, or human perceptions, you will see into the sevenfold spirits. Am I making sense to you? Is it all harmony, but the combined together to create the whole universe, am I right? With all color. And it's full of the universe with all kinds of bad, good noises, but let's say good music, let's say. All kinds of sound, am I right? And some, naturally, because our capacity is confined, we cannot detect ultrasound, X-ray color, ultra-ray, am I right? So, I'm making sense? So God used all of those to illustrate there is a greater capacities for the spirit man. You see, in the natural man, you confine, but not as a spiritual man. He give you his very spirit. He wanted you to know him and fully equipped to know him in the fullness. Now we come to that, to think about the mystery and the wonder. I'm wonderfully and awesomely made. David said. Then thinking about this scene, David said, oh God, in the beginning, you created heaven and earth. And you put man little lower than angels, but above all the creation, am I right? All other creatures. In the beginning was the Word. And he made man in it, in his image, in his full capacity, full faculty, in the natural man, with all spiritual potential and abilities, faculties, ready to be taught by him in fullness, right? Taught by God and into his likeness. His glory fill you all in all. The fullness of God dwells in bodily form, the pattern sounds of life. Now this is too good to be true. That's why Paul said, oh, what is man? What is man? David said, that you are so mindful of him. And the Apostle John began to understand the mystery of the Word become flesh. Said, oh, what a love of God have bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Now we understand the mind, the original plan of all-encompassing thing of the word of sonship, am I right? For in him, in this, because this word, everything created, everything was upheld, so everything was used for. Now, with this order, so God ordered also, life is not static. He ordered cycles. So you have 7 days, day creation, sign of day is a day for food, samurai rest. Amen? 7 years, a Sabbath year. 49 years, a jubilee year. We see the cycle of God's blessing continue. He wanted to be reminded what? You will have more than his rest. Am I the word rest? It's our idea. When we are so tired, we but worry about this life, that's not God's idea for rest. God's idea is everything comes to perfection, everything comes to true fulfillment. There's nothing missing. You finally receive the fullness of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Things cease from labor. That's his kind of rest. Am I right? Sabbath rest. He ordained as a day to commemorate Moses' the lordship by his promise. It's from the place of peace or rest we are called. Am I right?
Amen.
That's why you, the church, are to rest with him to become ministers of this peace, the kingdom of peace. Yeah. Amen. Now, if so ordered, then we see the sevenfold spirit is functioning and produce its own order. Am I right? Hallelujah. Produces all of them. Now, then we see it's a life-giving spirit in this way, not just imagination, literally giving it. Now, just like in the natural, you need seven colors to fill in the full spectrum of life. Seven color means light, am I? It's a fullness to give life. Light give life, am I? It's a perfect picture of the spirit moves. Song give a symphony, give harmony. It's a perfect picture of the spirit's unified in harmony, in corporate way to give life, am I right? To give life. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't tell music, wanna touch you, wanna eat you, but you can rejoice in music. You feel creative, you feel filled in music, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
How you see? You can't tell the food or the fruits or the colors that, hey, what is, I'm ready, you close your eyes and nothing exists, but you feel you can. If only you can see it, am I right? You feel satisfied, am I right? There's a satisfaction to it, there's a fulfillment. Also, can I ask you, also, it didn't touch you, it didn't feel you, it's just like you see it, like you hear it, you're satisfied, am I right? God is using those things, everything can point to God, using the point of you, there is a spiritual satisfaction, there's a spiritual life-giving spirit. The faculty still is there. Now, if you turn to the Holy Spirit will give the fullness. Sevenfold Spirit. It's very interesting to know that it's a sevenfold life-giving spirit. So the life-giving spirit have seven streams. And just like the colors, you can't miss anyone. So the sevenfold spirit will give the full strength of God's spiritual life. You can't miss any. It's the blessing of a son. It's his inheritance to receive the full spectrum of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which is the topic I'm talking today. I'll tell you the mystery now. It's a mystery of the mysteries. It is not in religious symbol. It's not in biblical pictures. It's the real stuff. So when you have the spirit knowledge, it literally is a power. You have the spirit wisdom, it literally is a power. Am I making sense to you? I mean, let me see, simple example. Whole man use electricity. Remember there is a father, his name is Thomas, something, Jefferson Thomas?
Edison.
But James Thompson is a president, actually. He has to go to the roof to craft a device in order to catch some lightning to
Benjamin
study
Benjamin
electricity.
Franklin.
I'm sorry?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is answered.
Mm-hmm.
Those times, do they expect to have internet? Power light? So we imagine they can go to. But when they get a hold of it, right? For thousand years, people, I mean, as long as a man has consciousness, they see lightning, right? But who has used it? We have missed knowledge. Now, scientific logic drives people crazy. Say, like, if only we get no scientists, no hope, we can control the whole universe. We can engineer everything. But to God, that's what's already there, right? There is a better power than lightning. I don't need to verify to you. I mean, speaking about, you know, we preach the gospel, light showed up, lightning showed up, you know, stuff like that. I mean, who ordered those things? The creator of heaven and earth, the one who owns everything, he can do anything he wants. If we really believe our Father can do everything he wants, if he pleases to do it. But that kind of knowledge, not necessarily scientific knowledge, in the spiritual realm is yours to partake. And if you get a hold of the mystery of lightning, you can have this nine light going on. You would think in Thomas, he's a crazy guy, why he go to the rooftop and try to kill himself? That's just what you tell him, if he tell you, someday, you know what? We're gonna have a light. Without candle, without oil. He would, everybody would think, are you crazy? You think you go on a rooftop, he's just going to have a light in the night? We think he's crazy, right? He lost his mind. That's literally what we think, right? Huh?
Yeah.
What about spiritual power? Spiritual know-how. And we think, it's important, it's not important. It's all in the books, all in the library, everybody. Yeah. No, they didn't get a hold of it. If they get a hold of it, it will be different, right? I'm not talking about bragging, I'm talking the real deal. You really get a hold of it, you will know. Thinking about it. I mean, do you understand, man? If a physical, natural law is unlocked with as transfer is the spiritual knowledge, right? So, as knowledge of science, how much more when spiritual laws, spiritual knowledge are imparted? Yet, when we talk about those things, man will despise it because they think, in the world, what are you talking about? Who do you think you are? They're blinded, either. They think we talk about the seed. They think we talk about the wind. They think about we talk about color, just being smart. They have no idea what we know. I will tell you the truth. How you see universe being created? I will see it. God has created universe before me. Do you understand my point? Until you go there, you're like, what in the world are you talking about? I don't know. I still today is a mystery to me. It's not everyday happenings. Do you understand where you came from? You would say, oh, how do you know about it? Well, I know exactly how I was created. Because God showed me. Have you that experience? That is not outside our experiences. That's exactly who I am. God. I saw God, I was thoughts created from a dirt, reserve my substance. I saw I was performing my mother's womb. I saw my ugliness, you know, every this ugly form in my eyes, a little bit of help come, born help come. I saw everything. As the Lord said, you are beautiful. You are the soul I created you to be. Don't let man look at me. Don't even yourself look at the mirror, you know, your ugly Chinese man. But don't let man think about it. I know you. I created you. I give you the best. When you have God talk to you like that, you care less what the man thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me tell you, Jesus was not handsome. The Bible says so. You think, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Our movies made him some handsome man, right? He's the most beautiful handsome man. He was not. The Bible says. And if he was in so outstanding handsome, I believe the disciple would have a little bit distance with the said he's the most handsome man, you know? Like he told David he was a nice boy, nice young boy, right? Young man. He was not. He was very plain looking. And Paul was actually a little bit ugly. Yeah, Paul was like me. He's ugly. He has no...
Stop.
Yeah, seriously. He was an ugly man, Paul. Yeah, according to my records. Peter was a rough man, right? Amen? Peter was a rough man. You think the disciples, they taught, they would think they love the Lord, they respect the Lord very much. I mean, and that culture, I mean, give us a hundred more time to learn to respect elder, learn to respect that way. You know, you call your teacher, right? Look at the conversation in the Bible. They were blunt people. They were blunt people, right? And Jesus loved them. He never get offended with them when they ask blunt questions. He did get offended when they perverted their ways, you know? Try to hide their own person. Try to be someone else. Amen. Be yourself. We grew up with this Christianity so twisted, we don't know how to be ourselves anymore. Now I'm not going to be ugly self, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to decent yourself, you know. Have the freedom to lead, to brace, to be weak, to be strong, to be joyful, to be sorrowful. To, you know, when you send your remorse, I send your remorse. I don't understand. Well, I don't understand. Let me know. You know, let me get it. Explain to me. I'm not talking about being impatient. I'm talking about be decent. Be real. Don't be perverted. Amen. Hallelujah. We grew up in a culture where it's called civilized, polished, actually perverted. A child, he's very civilized, but he's not perverted. He's very pure, he's very decent. You never said a child in any culture, oh, he's not civilized. Maybe some little child, you know, some rough character. I'm talking about, you know, good little child, homely child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody said he has to be civilized, Harvard educated, Englishman. So where would this idea came from? If he's not a man, perverting the very simple, decent nature of goodness of man. We have to be somewhere else. Not even to impress ourselves, we have to be somewhere else. Not for any other sake. No, taught by the Lord. So when you understand the freedom of the Spirit, you can receive the impartation, if there is the impartation that we're getting, that He teaches you all things in all things. Amen? And that's the topic I want to try. How the Son learned in the Bible. How the Son learned from the seven spirits. You would think, only through the Son does the Spirit give up. Give out life. Am I right? No. The Son first is taught by the seven spirit. Let me repeat again. The Son was? Well, the first grew up like a gentle shoot. Amen? He grew up like a gentle shoot. Now, what that means? He received the fullness of Spirit. Taught by God. Turn with me to Isaiah. We turn to the scriptures to verify this. Isaiah 7 chapter. And there was a sign. This wicked king Ahaz refused to ask for the sign, and he urged the prophet Isaiah. And the Lord began to speak to Isaiah 10. Again, he said, and speak to Ahaz, and said, ask the Lord your God for the sign, whether in the deepest of depth is, what the word, qualified word, okay, the deepest of depth is. Remember, later on Ephesians, Paul said, God, Jesus Christ, who descended the deeps? No other than Christ, am I right? So, at the highest highs, who ascended above?
Christ.
So, whether he said, ask this sign. Why? Because the heavenly word, the seed, is cast to the deep and bring new life. But he has said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Religious minded. So who is first going to rebel against God? Unwilling to listen to God? Pretension. This religious spirit. You know, I've been ridiculed by many times because I challenge God for direct answers, am I right? You're not supposed to ask God like that. Yeah. Do you know my God? Who are you? When you speak to me, right? So, who are you to tell me? He didn't tell you anything, by the way. Do you understand me? What experience you have? But I have amazing faith. So can you tell me not related to God in a certain way? Oh, I should tell you, worse tell you about it. but I don't argue with you, you know, not try to offend you. But interesting, they're stuck, you see, and they think they're right. They are miserably wrong. Others are not willing to radically with them, you know. Are making sense to you, you know. You see the ocean. What do you care about a little swirl in a little pot? I mean, you don't even bother about it. You just know he's stuck. Be great in your heart and in your ways, because he's a great God. He's not going to easily get offended by you when you are decent, truthful, and real. But he will shake his head on you if you pretend to be somewhere else. For he knows you. He crafted your struggle. Let me say that to you. He crafted you. He pressured you so that you can have hard questions. How about that? Well, that's the case for me, so I ask some serious hard question. I always got it. Is angry with me? No, he's always loving, peaceful. Actually, so kind, he will say, look, you just puff yourself up, you know, with anger. Look, I'm always gentle. This is my answer, you know. Do you struggle like that? I was feel ashamed. Oh, Lord, sorry. You understand me? I'm like a blue, you know, you know, pop there, right? So. I'm blue. Oh, where are you not gonna get, you know, get the answer? Lord said, who told you blue, by the way? But that's how we seek answers sometimes. We seek him in the wrong way. We seek him for the right, wrong answer. James, the apostle said, you know, you ask with double-mindedness, how you expect any answer, you know? Mm-hmm. Certain people never think, well, you know what? I first need to resolve my double-mindedness. I really need to know God can give me an answer. Certain people just ask God, oh, I don't even know whether he will give me an answer or not. I just need to ask. Without the faith, no one can please God. I mean, you got to treat God, and especially this God, he wanted you to be your father. He just don't want to give you answer per se. Eh?
Yeah.
He wanted to say, do you know I'm your father? I care about you as a son.
Let's get that straight first.
Yeah, seriously.
We'll get around to your answer.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get an answer, let's get the relationship right. Do you see my point? You know? And you get a new dog in your home. Let's say, we are the dogs, okay? The puppy.
Oh, we're the dogs.
I'm the dog. So, you know, we get a new dog, am I right? Some new street dog, you imagine. Mm-hmm. You bring home. He just wants your food. Then hide away. Huh? Hide away. Am I right? I mean, he only want to be fair, you know? He hide away, never wanted to engage relation with you. Well, if someday you want the dog to be your own dog, you got to stop saying, you know what? I'm not going to give you food right now. I'm going to help you to ask me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to withdraw from you a little bit. So you can come to me. Hey, who gave you the dog now? Who gave you the food, huh? I'm willing for him to feed any time, but I'm more interested in developing relations with him, for me to wear the giver of the food rather than have the food then hide away, you know? Mm-hmm. Am I unloving? Oh, I designed this way in order to get intimate with him. Get him to be off that abandoned dog, you know, that fearfulness, you know? Mm-hmm. And say, you have a loving owner, you have a loving friend here, you know? I'm more than provide your food, I'm your friend, I'm your family, you know? Mm-hmm. I will intentionally do that. If I'm a wise dog owner, that's God. However, we're no better than a dog. You know, the dog knows how to 5 minutes current to the master? Okay. 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 I got, no, you give me the food, right? We human beings don't necessarily do that. So, because we don't have that spiritual hunger all the time. But if we have it, we'll be mindful. God first wants you to know Him as a rightful heir, right? You know, as in the light of love, not in the light of duty, limitation, accusation, shame, fear, you know?
Amen.
Excluded. God is love. And His love covers multitude of sins.
Amen.
There's no failure in God if we love Him, am I right? All things were good for those who love Him. Now, how He taught Jesus Christ get a hold of this in the world of this. 12 years old, go to the temple, His mother, father found Him, you know, they're upset. He said, hey, you're supposed to know where I am. Don't you know? I'm with my Father, you know, I'm supposed to be here. He has that relationship formed in the very early days. And the scripture here, the prophecy here spoke about it. I'm going to refer, we're, you know, like reading different scriptures, you can make yourself ponder it. You don't need me to teach exhaustively about it. I'll just give you the pattern now. Then point to how to read those scriptures. Now, Thomas Mee said in 13:8-13, then Isaiah said, so 11 said a sign, and 7:11 said a sign. And 13 said, hear now, you host of David, it's not enough for you to try the patience of man, will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. What is that? The Lord Himself. A virgin will be with child, give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds. Here's the deal. Here's how he grows. He will eat what? Milk. Am I right? And honey. When he knows enough, now what he eats, evidently will not so about physical food, but with the spiritual food. Spiritual milk. Jesus uses scripture to tell the disciples that give them spiritual milk. This is how I grow. I fulfill this prophecy. Emmanuel is fulfilled, the prophecy fulfilled in me. That's how he was taught. Well, he has to explain the scripture to the disciples. How he explained? Feed them spiritual milk. I was fed in the same way. Amen? You see that? He curd honey when he knows enough. Now, what that milk do? Hebrew the book said, you will be trained to discern good from evil. Now, what Jesus is doing? Amen? Look at it. Rachel, can you read it for us slowly? When he knows what? Enough. Train, am I right? Knows enough. That means mature enough, am I right?
When he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right.
Boy, there is a little one. Little one, the same word, okay? He called disciples what? The little ones. You see, disciples is the word popular, means one is being fed spiritually. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand that's my point now? Go ahead.
The land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste.
Anyway, that's good on, that's a particular prophecy. But here, reveal a pattern. He will spiritually grow. Spiritually grow. Spiritually being taught or fed. With the foundational things that he grew up with, and he passed on to the disciple feed the sheep, feed others. This is in the scripture. My God. This is in the scripture. Now, continue the same prophecy. The same prophecy about the silent Emmanuel ended up in the sublime, the most high note of the garment of God. Unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is born. Am I? Unto us a son is given. I'm sorry. Am I right? That's the right word. Am I right? Child is born, a son is given. Hallelujah. It will be called a wonderful counselor. And in between, it is a mystery. Turn with me to 8 chapter now, the same book. He said he will be what? In 14, the latter part said, for his own people, for the religious people, religious-minded people, for both of Israel, he will be a stone, cause man to stumble, and the rock that made them fall, for the people of Jerusalem, not people don't know God, but rather people know God, supposed to know God. The people of Jerusalem will be a trap and a snare, and many of them will stumble, they will fall and be broken, they will be snared and captured. Bind up the testimony and seal my law among whom? My disciples. Then he said, I wait for the Lord. This is in repeating Hebrew the book in the beginning. I wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here I am. This is the verse quoted by the author when speaking about the spirit of sonship. How the Lord teaches the people. God teaches the people through his son. In the last deed, he teaches us through his son. Here I am. I and the children, the little ones, the Lord given me. Amen. No wonder said, of all the great prophets, John the great, but the little ones in my kingdom is greater than he. You see, the seal is broken. The testimony is truly opened. A new covenant, a new priesthood, the order of Melchizedek is put into effect. The old is become obsolete or passing away. Behold, the new is coming.
Amen.
Behold, the new is coming. Amen?
Amen?
And this is internal. It's not just Jesus first came or his post time. This is internal pattern, internal word. Whoever believes in him in this way shall be saved to the fullness, into this glory, into this calling and destiny. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who dwells among us? We are sign symbols. Don't believe to your calling. Amen. We are signs and symbols. Signs is like the stars in heaven decide the seasons. Symbols, I don't know what symbols is. You know, like the tablets, stone, right? The stones before the chest of the priest. That's symbols, you know?
Mm.
Precious stones, basically.
Mm.
You're not just anybody. You're precious stones, the living stones of God, if you indeed are son of God. Because that's how God sees you. Now the same prophecy. So we see he grew up like a little boy, am I? Eating curd and honey. One picture. And another picture is that he was a gentle shoot. And we just said he was on with a gentle shoot, am I? Isaiah 11 speaking, the sevenfold spirit will come with them to talk to you. But I'll turn with me to another place, talking about this. This Lord, who was a suffering Lord, who would die on the cross. Now speaking about how he grew up again. Here we go. Hallelujah. Look at this. Amen. Thank you, Father. Look at that. In 53, speaking about him, who has, in the beginning, 53 Isaiah, who has believed our message? This message, amen? This testimony, to whom as the arm of the Lord being revealed, he grew up before them like one, like a tender shoot, like a root out of the dry ground. Related to who in Isaiah 11, he was the branch, am I right? So we see the pattern. He grew up like a gentle shoot. He was despised by man, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. No man, but he was taught the message. Who has believed our message? Come in the same wind. So how he grew up, the whole prophecy in this discourse, starting 15th chapter of Isaiah, now here speaking about how he was taught by the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In 54, he said, the sovereign Lord have given me an instructed tongue. from the mouth of the priest will come to knowledge and instructions. See, we're taught, that's Malachi, the book talking to Levi, is his son, it will be taught by God. So to know the word and sustain the weary. He weakens me. How he was taught, the Lord was taught in this way. He weakens me morning by morning. That's the Lord. Amen. The sovereign, the suffering king, the suffering servant. He weakened me morning by morning, weakened my ear to listen. Amen. Like when being taught. Like when being taught. Amen. I'll give you the key scriptures, okay? So you can ponder on the same thing. The same prophecy, so don't tell me. It's all about Jesus, am I right? Amen. Then this is expand to the church. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. This discipleship, am I right? You see that? Discipleship. Now, turn to after the suffering king, and the church sprang out. The desert room had many sons. Now, the church began to produce sons. Before Jesus, it was desolate. The womb was closed. After Jesus, the womb opened, new sons being born. Am I right? Real sons being born. Now, how he was born? Turn with me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You really begin to understand how to read the Bible. Am I right? It's very clear. And turn with me. Tell me he could begin to build that sanctuary now. It was not desolate. He will rebuild it. In 54 chapter. Amen. Amen.
Of Isaiah?
Yes. The same book. Yes. Mm-hmm. In 10 now. No, 9 now. You want to know the day of Noah. Am I right? So here is the day of Noah. To me, this is like the days of Noah. It was not judgment. It was the revelation of the Psalms. When I sworn that the water Noah will never again cover the earth, so now I have sworn not to be angry with you. You is God's chosen people, am I right? Never to rebuke you again. So the mountain will be shaken, the hill will be removed. Hallelujah. Yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. Now, do you want to hold up your right hand and receive this blessing the Lord will teach you himself? Mm. No, my covenant peace be removed. Do not be afraid. For in the world you have many tribulations, yet you have the word of the Lord. Never pass away. Do you really believe? Well, we need to, am I right? Mm. And says the Lord, who have compassion on you. O afflict city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stone tablets. Your foundation will suffer. I'll make your battlements rubies, your gates sparkling jewels, and all your walls are precious stones. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your chosen peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fanned the coals into flame, forged weapon, fit for his work. It is I who am created the destroyer to work havoc. I, the Lord. No weapon forged against you will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. Your tongue will be told by the Lord as silence and refute anything opposed you. And you refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, the Son of God. And this is their vindication from me, my judgment. My verdict. Then he said, come to me. Come, O you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. You who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread? Why your labor does not satisfy? Listen to me. And eat what is good. Your soul will delight in the richest affair. He is a bread heaven. Now, in order to verify this, All us are to be taught like this. Jesus' own word. John the Gospel. Amen. Do you see the power of the scriptures? I was reading to you. I did nothing to read for you. Don't tell me this is not the word of the Lord, am I right?
Amen.
As the Lord own understanding, am I right? His own life, his own prophecy, his own ministry. I didn't tell anything outside of him. I didn't tell Samuel, I didn't tell David, I didn't tell about Elijah. I told the Lord himself. All those are services to God. All those serve this thing. I don't want to be an Elijah.
Amen.
When I can be like my Lord. Maybe with less miracles. maybe more miracles. It doesn't matter if this word is formed in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told about this word. This bread of heaven. Now, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
In 6th chapter, he said, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read very quickly the whole chapter from 25.
Six.
In John Gospel now. Jesus' own teaching. Then we'll wrap up. Hallelujah. With the Psalm 16. Amen, hallelujah. Another messianic psalm. You see, 25 now, they found him, the flock. Found him on the other side of the lake. They asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me. Not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Which the Son of Man will give you. Come and eat and drink without cost. On him God the Father placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the work God requires? Ah, good question. Everybody one will ask. But Jesus said, the work God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Who has the food for you? That's what he meant. Am I right? So they ask him, what miraculous signs then will you give that we may see and believe you? Good question. What will you do? Our forefather ate the manna in the desert. It is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Give us some manna. We will follow you like Moses. As if they can, am I right? 32 said, I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them. It's not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who give you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and give life to the world. He defines who is the bread. Sir, from now give us this bread. This is declare loud the pronouncing. I am the bread of life. Did he get it? He who comes to me will never go hungry. Amen?
Amen.
He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you don't believe. All that the Father gave me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. And this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I'm the bread that come down from heaven. He said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I come down from heaven'? Stop grumbling among yourselves." Jesus replied, "His answer, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Jesus is not admirable, not as quiet and gentle as we made him out to be. I will raise him up the last day. It is written." Let me repeat. It's written in the prophets. They will all be told by God. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Everyone who listens to the Father, learns from him, comes to me. For I'm the source of food. I lay out the backbeat. I have the communion. I have the feast. I tell you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your forefather ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here eat the bread. He pointed to his own self. You know? A man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, of which I give for the life of the world. And some have to great offense and this statement. Now, how he was taught, we see the pattern, right? And then the same spirit, sevenfold spirit. Now, in order to seal this up, turn with me again in Psalm 16. Speaking the Lord, you might just read the whole thing for the sake of, you know, integrity of the teaching. This psalm was quoted many times, explained by himself, for he was a suffering servant, he had to die and be raised up again, especially prior to his departure and right from the earth. So on the day Pentecost, Peter's mind finally being enlightened and facing all those challenge him. What does happen to you guys on the day Pentecost? You know, he quoted the psalm, this David psalm, speaking about the Lord resurrected and speaking David's prophecy. David is not about David. David died, is great to this day. But the lesson he's speaking about this king, Jesus crucified, the King of glory. So Jesus is crucified, he is the Messiah. And pierced her heart, 6,000 was converted that day. And this psalm was quoted again by Paul in many other occasions as well. So this psalm was Jesus passed on the disciples to illustrate them, to illuminate them about his death, his resurrection, and the kind of power resurrection to receive, am I right? A new life. Now, however, in this psalm, is also the pattern of a sonship. How a son being taught by God? What a spiritual right and inheritance you have? Let's go on. In Psalm 16 said, "Keep me safe, O Lord." But this is from a place of trouble, am I right? The psalm, but it's referring to the source of his confidence. "For in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Amen. Apart from you, I have no good thing." As for the holy ones, the same quotes like Isaiah 8, signs, symbols, am I right? As for the precious stones, am I right? As for the saints and in the land, they are what? Glorious ones in whom is Almighty light. They're like shining bright precious stones, am I right? Glorious one in whom is Almighty light. Amen, Almighty light. They're the noble ones. Okay, like the noble ones. The sorrow of those who increase, who run after other gods, will not pour out my libation blood, nor take their name on lips, speaking his priestly blessing. Am I right? Priestly order. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary line have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely how delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord, here's the God, who counsels me. The great counselor, and I learn to be counseled by God. Even in the night. How are you told by night? In sleep time. Some said, you crazy? Yeah, I will refer to another song to refer to this. Okay. In even the night, my heart. Hallelujah. My spirit, and I, my heart instructs me. Can you believe that? Now, do you think sleeping time is unproductive time?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready.
Yeah. Amen. He said, I said the Lord always before me. Is this from Philistorium, right? Yet he found joy. I have always said the Lord before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, my body also rests secure. He didn't die on the cross. He's not worried about it. Because you will not bury me to the grave, nor will let your Holy One see decay. Hallelujah. May know to me the path of life, the way of life. And you fill me with joy in your presence, with the internal pleasures and your right hand. Yeah, some said, worse than the worst. Okay, turn with me. I will tell you where it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not here anyway. You see, it was taught by night, am I? But the other psalm, we're thinking about the Psalm 32, speaking about David's psalm, talking about the sinner being washed clean and his sin fully forgiven. He finally understands how God ready to forgive him, am I? So how God is able to protect him, because he seven said, you're my hiding place. You protect me from trouble and surround me with the songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Now what happened? The Lord began to speak back to him. Amen. This is also Messianic psalm. In a sense, Jesus Christ was the embodiment of sin when he died, right? He bears the full wrath of God, become target sin. And in 8, the Lord began to talk back to him. Said, I will instruct you, I will teach you, and teach you in the way you should go, the way of life, am I right? The path of life. I will counsel you and watch over you. The key word is counsel.
Amen.
And you don't offer counsel as if, you know, somebody have broken marriage, have a miserable life, got a problem in life, somebody counsel. That is the English modern man's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, counsel is noble. It's a wise man offer counsel to a brilliant young son, a young disciple, you know? Counsel him in righteousness, in the ways right, not this bad stuff, you know? Do you understand my point? Counsel is a king have counselors. Mm-hmm. A young prince have counselors. You don't, not everyone have good counsel. A young prince like Solomon have a counsel, you know? Father assigned wise man to counsel him. Have you seen sense?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the king of Solomon's Rehoboam, had a wrong counsel around him, made a bad decision, his kingdom divided, you know? So, you know, says my point? That kind of counsel. And Father said, I will counsel you as my young prince. What does Israel mean? Prince. Amen. And you are son of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With that, we sum up today's teaching. Hallelujah. Today's teaching. So Lord, I need a little prayer. Lord, give us your wisdom. Give us your counsel. Give us the fullness of your spirit, sonship. Lord, let us learn truly, as your word said, unless you become a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of God. May we never today, on forever, we never interpret that immense understanding anymore. We'll see we are young princes in your household. Receive you, O heavenly wise King and all-loving Father, as our counselor and teacher. O Lord, help us to abstain from our own sinful nature, Lord. Help us to crucify our old self in Christ Jesus. with the same baptism death, but also put our hope in the same baptism life, unto life. Grant us to know you more, Lord, as we are fully known by you. Grant us to become the holy ones who are delight in the land we live, your delight in the land, shining bright, precious stones of your temple, your house. Give us this honor, this joy to know you more, Lord, and to serve you with our best, with your improvement and your ability, Lord. Yes, your word said clearly that in us there's no good things, Lord. But your other word said, all things good you have now withhold from us, you have reserved for us as our rich inheritance, Lord. In this we praise you, Father. We thank you for Sister Nicole. I see in her a longing heart, Lord, a heart searching for truth, an answer of life. Today we ask you to show your love, show your wisdom, show your goodness to her. Give her joy and hope, Lord, with this sorrow and burden and the sense of inferiority, insufficiency gone, Lord. And the joy, Lord, indeed come in your morning, Lord. And your grace is new every day, Lord. Thank you, Father. Even in the night, we may more than this be watchmen on the walls of our own soul and you and the skins, but Lord, but we'll be those restful ones who indeed found our security in you and be instructed by you, even as the Son of God, Lord. I pray, Lord, the spirit of strife be canceled, the spirit of peace, good order, good hope arise, Lord. Thank you, Father. Is that not you that we are supposed to be? A people of hope, a people of valor, a people of great confidence in God. Yes. Knowing that your grace is sufficient to deal with our sins, but much more, Lord, you must give us everything that you have in terms of goodness and power and glory. Amen, Lord. In this we do come to you empty-handed, with the expectation, with the certainty that you will satisfy, you will give us your best. The why, the meat, the milk, the everything at your table, Lord. The richest affair, your word said. Thank you, Father. Today continue to deliver us from the little things, the lesser things, Lord, the non-essential things. Indeed, we're going to have that one desire, one thing I seek, that I'll seek your face. Yes, Lord, your face we will seek. And we will come to your presence more than being endowed with your good pleasure and glory. But Lord, we said, let me fulfill my vows unto you. Let me more than be a soul and found belonging and love, but let me be a son that eager with a holy zeal to further your will, Lord, to do your work. Send me. Help me to be sent. Fill me up. More than cleansing me, to fill me up, Lord, to overflow. In the name of Jesus, each one our desires, Lord, even corporately, we ask you to do amazing things, Lord. In the place where Nicole is, Lord, I pray, Lord, you will, in small things, in the mundane, common things of life, Lord, she will find the true joy and fulfillment. For Lord, indeed, in your sight, nothing is small. An ant knows you. A grass can glorify you. A stone can sing songs to you. Father, may we put all things in life in your light, in your sight, Lord. And see you in all things. But we do thank you for friendship. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for the thing you give to us with no more sin to come. Yes, let us learn to freely offer, freely rejoice, freely celebrate, Lord, and freely share, freely increase as you want us to have an eternal increase, Lord, in your kingdom and for your kingdom. In this we bless. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Nicole, can you pray for us? Or do you need a prayer for us? Hallelujah. You can do that as well. So you can stop the recording.